Zilla.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what are the seasonings that you usually have on your table?
Well, salt and pepper.
Okay. Okay, if there's some apples in a bowl and a child wants one, you might say, what?
And the child wants one?
Mm-hmm.
Then have an apple maybe?
Mm-hmm. Okay. How would the child ask for one?
They have an apple.
I mean, if, okay. Okay, if he wasn't a polite child, what would he say?
Give me an apple.
Okay. Okay.
There's, what do you call them now? IQs.
Mm-hmm.
And things like that, you know. And I can see where a fellow could just, you know, have more or less a certain mental block about taking a test or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you wouldn't get a true picture of how she's doing.
Yeah, there's a lot of pressure on, you know, and you're sitting in there with a time limit.
Uh-huh.
You have to
right. I know a fellow that applied for his pilot license.
Mm-hmm.
And every time they start taking blood pressure, he'll tell something on his blood pressure up. And we had a doctor here and said, that's a very few cases, but said, I know exactly what you're doing. So he went to his house one morning, didn't even tell his wife. You know, he had to put on his application for his file, you know, he was a crop duster. Went one morning, went with his wife, you know, and knocked on the door told him what he was going to do, so he was still asleep, you know. Says, I'm going to go in here and tell him to have this thing on his arm when he wakes up to take his blood pressure. And so I can put down what I actually take on this thing. So he took it, and the boy woke up, so good thing he got in my eyes, and 2 minutes had been high. But he took it, and it was all right, you know, nothing to get it alive, you know. And so I didn't know he could tell something different to him, but he said he can. So then he started turning that thing, so he'd better tell something to that gene gun, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that happens a lot during, like, tests.
Uh-huh.
You get, you know, all hyped up for the test, and you know all the answers, but you go in there and just
drive that out. Was over there.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've been a test. Of course, I've got to find out how you know it or not, but the teacher, teacher should be able to determine whether a student knows or not in the course of the time, why shouldn't they? Without, you know, just depending so much on the test. In other words, you can go the whole year and depend strictly on that little test at the end of the year, determine whether you learn anything or not, and you could go blank, like I said, I did, and that'd be filed up a whole year when it really is not so.
Yeah, there's some courses at school that are like that, you know, they have one test.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, you have to know all the stuff for that one test.
Uh-huh.
And then the time, you know, the time that they give that test, it's during uh-huh. exams where you got two more tests to study for.
Uh-huh. And, you know, a fellow's a medic, a fellow can have a medical condition that would just wouldn't be exactly right that time, anything, you know, could be,
mm-hmm.
could cause it, you know, could have some kind of problem at home, some kind of family problem, something like that, and anything to cause it might be right on the ball of that one day at that one certain time, and so that's really not so it ought not to be everything depending strictly on that one little test mm-hmm. day, you know.
But, sometimes, you know, like the night before the test, I know myself, I have a hard time sleeping, you know.
Uh-huh.
You go on the next day, you just, can't get it together.
Uh-huh. I'm not there. My little girl's got just a bit, less than a quarter, I reckon, left taking them. It's going to be a bed in there.
Oh, really? That's supposed to be really, really tough. Uh-huh. What I heard, there's only like 17 med schools in the United States.
It's hard to get in.
Yeah.
Don't go for a girl. I think they're for a boy. I got a real good one right here. You know, Auburn.
Auburn.
But not getting in. Might be another one of those things.